War is a terrible thing. It would seem impossible at such a time to find joy. But this story of war is filled with surprises. The people of Poland were the very first to feel the excruciating horrors of World War II. On September 1st, 1939, the Polish people were ruthlessly attacked by the armed forces of Nazi Germany. Hitler commanded the invading forces to carry out the attack with the greatest brutality and without mercy. Just 4 weeks later, Warsaw, the capital of Poland, surrendered. Over 20,000 Polish people perished in the battle. After the fall of their country, much of the Polish army fled their devastated homeland. With lack of food and shelter, disease was rampant. Conditions were horrific and inhumane. Those who survived made their way to the forbidding landscape of the Middle East. There, they joined forces with Allied troops. This is where our story begins. As the maligned and beleaguered troops marched in the mountains of Iran, they came upon a deserted comrade. These Polish troops knew what it was like to be abandoned, hungry, and scared. They knew firsthand the horrors and loneliness of war. They reached out and accepted this new friend as one of their own, even though their physical characteristics were so different. This lone survivor was immediately conscripted into the 22nd Artillery Supply Company of the Polish Army and given the rank of private. To make his acceptance complete, they even gave their new friend a Polish name. It was one that they felt described him so well. They called him Wojtek, which translated from Polish means happy warrior. And Wojtek was just that. He brought joy and smiles to his newly adopted military brothers. The Poles were also taken by Wojtek's strength and resilience. He seemed unfazed by the often challenging physical conditions. And speaking of physical, Wojtek was a specimen of strength. His power was in direct contrast to his gentle personality. It was not uncommon for Wojtek to have a friendly wrestling match with any and all takers. Often, he would wrap them in a bear hug and turn them upside down, all the while being accompanied by the laughter of the cheering troops. While the tragedy of war was never far away, Wojtek seemed to his fellow soldiers to be a beam of hope. To further lift the spirits of his friends, Wojtek would be the first to volunteer for the most demanding assignments. He was often seen lugging crates of ammunition through the searing and sweltering heat of the desert. But perhaps those physical assignments suited him best, because it was common knowledge that he was no good with a rifle. In fact, his fellow troops wouldn't let him anywhere near those aggressive weapons. From Iran, the soldiers of the 22nd Company marched to Iraq, then continued their movement through Syria, Palestine, and Egypt. The pressure and cruelty of war can grind down even the most resilient combatant. His fellow soldiers were quick to give Wojtek credit for helping them preserve their strength, resistance, and best of all, sanity. Nothing seemed to faze Wojtek's demeanor. His influence was the saving grace for so many. From Egypt, the Polish troops were assigned with other Allied armies to the Battle of Monte Cassino, or better known as the Invasion of Italy. It was during this pivotal campaign that Wojtek really distinguished himself. He moved 100-pound crates of artillery shells that usually took four men. His safety record of never dropping ammunition was legendary. It was after this sterling service that Wojtek was promoted to the rank of corporal. And in a rare and grateful gesture, the men of the 22nd Artillery adopted a new emblem for their company to wear on the sleeves of their uniforms. It was a silhouette of Wojtek, the happy warrior, carrying a live artillery shell. Gratefully, in May 1945, World War II came to an end in Europe. But before being demobilized, the men of the 22nd were shipped to Winfield Air Base near Hutton, Scotland. There, the legend of Wojtek only grew, this time in the British Isles. With the brutality and violence of war now in the past, Wojtek now enjoyed the more peaceful surroundings of beautiful Scotland. He often joined in soccer games with his fellow troops. He was a regular at the local village dances. It was quite a sight to see his massive frame dancing among the locals. His appetite for the fresh jam and honey of Scotland was legendary. In 1947, Wojtek received his honorary discharge. His fellow Polish troops left Scotland, many returning to their battle-weary homeland. But Wojtek had no one to return to. He was the only known survivor of his family. He soon moved, however, to Edinburgh, Scotland, to live out his days. But even in retirement, Wojtek was a popular figure. Former Polish soldiers would come from great distance to visit him. They enjoyed watching his reactions as they carried on conversations in Polish. He was often the uncomfortable subject of articles by journalists who wanted to share his story. He became known as a symbol of joy to the brave and courageous men of the Polish army during World War II. For years, his popularity continued. He was a frequent guest on the BBC television program, Blue Peter. He was immortalized by monuments and statues in Warsaw, Poland, in Scotland, and in London. This unlikely and modest hero passed away in 1963 at his adopted home, the Edinburgh Zoo. You see, Wojtek was a Syrian brown bear. The men of the Polish army found him abandoned in the mountains of Iran. At perhaps the lowest moment of their lives, having left their war-ravaged Poland, these brave and courageous men found something they needed. To them, Wojtek was the bearer of joy. If a bear can lift an entire army company in the throes of war, think of what you can do. Create joy and pass it on. From PassItOn.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, pass it on to a friend or have them listen at PassItOn.com.